When did horses become a part of Western indigenous communities? That's the focus of a recent study that challenges long-held ideas. Emma Gibson of the Mountain West News Bureau reports on the study and decolonizing science.
Figuring out how old a bone is starts with a saw that looks awfully like an electric toothbrush. Larkin Chapman is about to start her PhD in archaeology at the University of New Mexico. And in an office filled with animal bone samples and reference books, she's using a dermal saw to remove the tip of an ancient horse's foot bone.
Well, and it does smell. It does have that. You can tell it warmed up.
Absolutely. And that smell that you're smelling, it's burning organic material. And so when you're doing
that sample will go to a lab for radiocarbon dating. It's a similar process that was used to date the remains of a horse at a Puebloan ancestral village in north-central New Mexico. Those remains were part of a study looking at the spread of horses in indigenous societies across the West. For centuries, mainstream Western science believed domestic horses first became a part of indigenous cultures after the 1680 Pueblo Revolt. That pushed the Spanish out of what is now New Mexico, but their horses were left behind. But this story was often based on anti-indigenous documents.
Historical documents written down by European folks right in the throes of early colonization.
That's William Taylor, who says earlier researchers did not give much weight to indigenous oral histories that say the spread of horses happened earlier. He teaches archaeology at the University of Colorado Boulder and is the lead author of the study published in Science this spring. He, along with dozens of other scientists and indigenous cultural experts, used archaeological horse remains and indigenous oral histories to fact-check that Eurocentric narrative.
There's compelling evidence for domestic horses being in indigenous societies, in some cases, well before the Pueblo Revolt.
The remains they sampled were from southwest Wyoming, the American Falls Reservoir in Idaho, New Mexico, and Kansas. Taylor said that new evidence matches some indigenous oral histories that have been here all along.
We kind of have to ask ourselves, like, why do we privilege written work over oral work, and who does it benefit?
That's Kelsey Dale John, a professor at the University of Arizona. As a Diné scholar, she studies the decolonization of education.
There is scientific knowledge embedded in oral histories. Stories are powerful. And I would say that that's another reason why indigenous communities are protective over their stories.
The study doesn't share these stories for this reason. Yvette Running Horse Collin heads Daku Shkanshka Wasagliapi, Global Institute for Traditional Sciences. She says they guard Lakota knowledge and guide how it can be shared. Running Horse Collin is a citizen of the Oglala Sioux tribe and was also an author on the study.
My people, as well as other indigenous peoples, have utilized their fortitude and their strength to preserve their traditional knowledge and scientific knowledge under incredible duress.
In the boarding school era, Native children were taken by the federal government to be assimilated into Euro-American society. Students were punished if they did anything connected to their own culture, like speaking their own language.
And as the war against Native ways and Native culture escalated in the Americas, our knowledge keepers understood that to protect the children, the knowledge had to go underground.
Running Horse Collin says, thankfully, that knowledge is now being passed on and, when appropriate, shared with trusted partners. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.